Sunday morning. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with co-host Keely Reger, and boy, do we have a show for you this Sunday morning.
I am excited. Oh, I'm so excited because, Kate, you sent me something the other day, and I read it, and instantly, I can't even tell you the emotions that went through my body. So I'm going to let you introduce our friend here on the radio.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we have Brett Bowerman, who wrote this amazing piece. Brett, thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show. And I know you have limited time this morning, but I just want to thank you so much for just being such a powerful voice. Why don't you explain to everyone, all our listeners, exactly what your article is about, please?
Sure. And Kate Keeley, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on your show. The reason I think why we're talking here is about the recent comedy act by Tom Segura that was produced and promoted by Netflix that featured a number of insults and derogatory terms and found humor in disability and specifically intellectual disability, and even more specifically around Down syndrome and using the words retard and that's so retarded and using all those interchangeably and finding humor in all of that. And, you know, I'm not exactly a Tom Segura fan. I didn't just happen to see his program. I was first alerted to it by someone I follow on Instagram. And this is a mother of a daughter with Down syndrome. And she engaged with him through Instagram and challenged him on his use of those words. And he fired back in a way that I guess not surprising for a stand-up comic to punch back, you know, hard. Sure. Against someone who's contesting him. But the way that he did it and the tone that was used, I found really troubling. And so I just wrote this on a flight on that night that I saw it and sent it to the CEO of Netflix. And it wasn't until, you know, I shared it with my wife and she posted it on Facebook, and through the power of social media, here we are. I had an issue with the content of that program, and that's ultimately what led me to write the piece.
Well, you know, and it made my heart really sad. The show that they're wanting to air is called Disgraceful. And I got to tell you, from my heart standpoint, it's aptly named. It is really disgraceful because I don't want to go back to the 1980s. There isn't any part of my body. I mean, we can have wild, wacky hair days at school like my kids did last week. But I don't want to go back to that date or time. I want to grow as both a people and a culture. And to some people who would say, oh, well, you know, it's freedom of speech. It's, you know, he's just a comedian. What's it really matter? And Brett, I mean, from my perspective, both as a parent, as a teacher, it matters. I mean, it matters deeply. It's not okay to use words that are directed at people and certainly not targeting anyone. Keely and I just did a whole show on it, when you target any specific variety, I mean, it's not funny. There isn't anything funny about the R word. And I mean, I can't even say it. It grosses me out on a really fundamental level.
You know, I thought your piece was so powerful. And I sat there, as a mom of a son who has a 12-year-old who we've actually had a couple kids come in and have used that word. And I'm like, you know what, that word's not okay in my house. And I think that that's where we are at. And I think that's where you were at. Like, it's not okay. And I just loved how you mapped it all out for him and put it out there. I think it has the power to affect change. Yeah. And that's what this is all about. And that's why Kate and I do what we do. And we're wanting to bring this to our tri-state area because we want to affect change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think putting that out there that it's not okay, we hope that it starts that conversation amongst our listeners.
Well, and Brett, you aren't alone in finding this. I mean, I know Nancy Gianni's teamed with you. Gigi's is doing a huge pushback on Netflix for this content. But Segura's pushback is not okay. Mm-mm. As well, because his whole attitude is, well, really, you know, tough. You know what I mean? Like, deal with it and don't take my show down, Netflix, because that would be R. And I just, it's such a bad example of who we want to be as people. And so, I mean, Netflix has lost my business over this. And you know, I guess they're welcome to have their dollars. But I would encourage anybody who's a Netflix right. customer. There are a lot of other platforms where you can get your movies and your shows, people. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use Netflix.
In writing a letter to the CEO, I just wanted to take a different approach to try to address the issue here. Mm-hmm. Because attacking the stand-up comic, that's just beneficial for him. That's just more views. That's more like mm-hmm. that elicits a response from the trolls out there that think it's funny. You know, anyone that thinks his jokes were funny will also applaud his response. And so, you know, that is not effective in my mind. I think it's really about the business decision and that Netflix is making and who they aspire to be as a corporation, which was the basis, you know, for the article. And I think in my mind, it comes down to debate about censorship. I think, you know, I like to believe that most of society is in our camp that the use of the R word mm-hmm. is inappropriate, that it's hurtful, it's harmful, and there's no place for it. Mm-hmm. But I think around censorship, you know, I'm not asking Netflix to bleep out those words. I'm not asking them to you know, edit out that piece. I'm asking them to make a business decision around the type of content that they want to produce. This isn't like a movie that they just happen to have on their streaming service that anyone can download. It's just something they made a conscious decision to produce. They put money behind it, speak good time behind it, and promote it. Mm-hmm. And what I think is most striking is if you go watch the trailer, the 1 minute trailer for the show, it actually highlights these insults towards people with disabilities.
Absolutely.
And
You're correct.
It's the trailer. So they're making a business decision that that's a good thing. And I take exception to that. What I find interesting is, you know, Netflix has made a decision to draw the line. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it was based on some moral decision or ethical decision or if it's just purely business, you know, they took down Kevin Spacey out of House of Cards, mm-hmm. which is another Netflix original. They said, that's not good for us. Let's remove them. They took down the Bill Cosby mm-hmm.
right.
program the special that they produced for him after the revelations around inappropriate behavior came out. And so they're willing to do it. And I would like to think there's a case to be made here as well. You know, Netflix is a huge company, right? Well, 5,000 employees, $10 billion in revenue. This Tom Segura comic, this is a blip for them, right? It's not a needle mover for them by any stretch if they just pulled it down tomorrow. But if I'm CEO and I'm doing a calculus in my own mind around, you know, the benefit of doing that, think of how many. If they have 5,000 employees, about 1,000 of them are somehow impacted by disability from an immediate family member mm-hmm. or an extended family member. Think about the goodwill that they would earn culturally by taking a stand against this. Think about the millions of families of customers that would just enhance their loyalty. And I feel as Netflix becomes, you know, more intertwined with the everything that's part of our social network in America, they should really evaluate where they want to take a stand.
Absolutely.
Well, and Brett, I think it also speaks to when they took down the Spacey show, when they took down the other show, those are events that actually happened from the past. And they're saying, we aren't going to condone the past. The problem with the Sakura, for me, is the fact that this is a show that's coming in the future. You're talking about a comedian who has the impact. Like, how do you say we don't condone bad behavior from a past standpoint and yet put up a show like this for the future and say, but this is okay? Mm-hmm. Really? Because it's not. This isn't okay. It's not okay. Because it will cause active harm, both from what it's going to teach young people today and impact the way you're viewing a disability. And that's a problem.
We are a product of our decisions and our choices, and they have a choice to make right now. They can go right or they can go left. And I think my hopes are is that they will make the right choice, and they will. You're absolutely right. There are a lot of people out there that will become very committed to Netflix should they make the right decision. Should they not? There's also a lot of people out there that have a chance to take a stand, and it could have an impact. And I truly hope that that's what it does. I watch Netflix. Would I like to continue to watch Netflix? The good stuff? Absolutely. But you know what? If they're going to put out stuff like this, it's not going to have my vote.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Brett, I want you to know how much we appreciate you being on the show. I know you were time crunched today, so I want to thank you so much for agreeing to it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions for Brett Bowerman, I know that he would be happy. You can shoot the questions to info@upatdowncountry.com. Again, that's info@upatdowncountry.com. And we'll make sure that you can reach out to him. And if you feel like helping join this campaign against Netflix, there'll be more up on our media sites.
Great. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with Keely Rager, and we'll be right back.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today. 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com, or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Hello, it's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. We're back. We just had a really interesting segment with Brett Bowerman, who wrote an article about this recent Netflix comedy coming out by Tom Segura called Disgraceful. And he wrote the article from his perspective as a Netflix customer and as a dad of a child with Down syndrome. Because Segura, unfortunately, has taken, or unfortunately, in this program's opinion, has made the decision as part of his comedy act to make fun of individuals with disabilities. As a matter of fact, it's part of his trailer. And the points of view, both from Keely, myself, Brett, and Nancy Gianni with Gigi's Playhouse, the National Down Syndrome Congress, this is a really gross act. I'll just be really honest. If he can say the R word, then I can say I think his act's gross. I don't think it's funny. I think it's hurtful, and I think it's harmful. And for people out there who say, oh, my goodness, you don't know how to have a good time. It's just a laugh. Ha, ha,
You're
ha.
You're being too serious.
What are you, the language police? Well, here's the deal. I have a little girl. There's a fantastic comedy called Speechless. Love it. Minnie Driver. My little girl is addicted to it. It's about a young man with a disability. It is so good.
That is a good show.
Laugh hysterically. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Mm-hmm. And it does a great job of drawing awareness. And it uses humor. And it's a great show. Highly recommend it to anybody else. I think about other social media campaigns. I mean, I'm not a stick in the mud, but when you use language that is harmful and hurtful, mm-hmm. and when you target, again, going back to the whole targeting of, you know, a specific population, and guys, just so you know, he directly references the 21st chromosome. I mean, when you target, it's not okay. We as a society are judged by our ability to do the very best we can for individuals who may or may not be able to speak for themselves. And this isn't okay. And so I really liked Brett's piece. He's like, I'm a consumer. I'm not, you know, Netflix fixed this, or I'm not going to be a consumer anymore.
Well, I'm sitting here just kind of scrolling through his letter to Netflix, and I love this sentence, you are what you create. And he's basically challenging the CEO of Netflix to hold Netflix to a higher level of content. You have to set the bar. And as someone who has that ability, I pray that the CEO will look at this and say, you know what? You're right. We don't have to drop our, oh, what would be the good word? I can't even come up with a good word for it. But, you know, we don't have to sink to a different level to try and get ratings. They have customers.
Well, and the other piece of it is, and I love the fact on the previous segment, Brett brought up the fact that Netflix has canceled some programming. Bill Cosby's programming.
Right.
They've canceled House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, or, you know, those. And they've said, oh, no, this isn't okay. Well, hold on here. One second. Wait a second. Why is that not okay, but this is okay?
Right.
Because I really don't understand that. Because it's in Netflix, that's because, is that it? Is that what is your guiding motive?
I have no idea.
Because that doesn't make any sense from a consumer level. Why are you canceling that and yet creating a whole new show that has the potential to impact literally thousands of young kids? Because let's face it, your young 20-somethings, your young teenagers, they're the ones who are going to be mostly predominantly watching Sagara's show.
Well, maybe we need to coin a phrase. You know, they've got Time's Up. Mm-hmm. They've got Me Too. I say it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. And I think that it is okay for us to say that out loud. And it is okay for anyone out there that hears someone using that sort of,
I call it person-directed language.
Yes,
here's the deal.
That's a good way of directing it. Yes.
To all our listeners out there, I would love to tell you that I never cuss. I would love nothing more. I cannot tell you that every time I go on the radio, I don't have a little bit of a fear that I'm suddenly going to let a really bad one, you know, just rip.
Amen.
However, a long time ago, like, there is no person-directed language that I use. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, yes, may I say the D word or any of these? I don't even know if I can use the acronyms on the radio. But But I do not use ever person-directed language. That is not something within my mindset. And there are certain words that target individuals.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Here's the deal. I'm not just not okay with the R word. You know, whether you, some people will say, Keely, you were bringing up the gentleman who called himself a midget. And he was a little person, and he was using that as like, this
There's
is okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little person. I can say this.
Well, and he didn't come out and say it's okay because I don't even know that that's a disability.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little person. He was born that way. He was created that way by God.
Mm-hmm.
So he is perfect in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's up there using words to tear down other individuals who have been born differently. And thinks it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
And just so you know, I have the same issue. I have the same issue with rap music that uses words that I consider derogatory.
Absolutely.
I have the same issue. I'm not trying to be the language police, but if we're going to say it's not okay, then it's not okay.
It's not okay. We need to be respectful.
I
think that's the biggest thing, is we need to honor God and other people with our mouths, with our hearts, with our actions. And I'm taking it all the way there today because I'm telling you, you do have a choice in everything that you do. And people will look at you and know you by your choices, your actions, and your words.
Well, and you can use your power for the positive.
Absolutely.
I can think of comedian after comedian after comedian that I've loved, that I've listened to.
Laugh till I had tears.
Absolutely. And I've never heard them either use a cuss word, use a swear word, use any language that was targeted towards any individual.
Absolutely.
So then why would you want to do that? I mean, because then for me, then you're just a sellout. So Tom Segura, I'm sorry, you're a sellout because you're having to make fun.
Make fun of someone else. To be funny.
You are targeting certain individuals, and it's just not okay. I personally, again, I You know, it started out, this was kind of a glimmer. And normally when I hear pieces like this, I go, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. You know, just leave a little bit in, because that's the way it works. However, then occasionally you hear these and you're like, wait a second, this isn't just not okay. This is beyond not okay. And then I, too, like Brett, saw the response from Sagara. I mean, there's no, you know, hey, guys, sorry, it was just a comedy riff, didn't mean to offend. Or, you know what, sorry, it's an integral part of my show. This, you just aren't getting the point. I mean, he lashed back with exactly the content that it caused everybody to go, wait a second. Like, it's not okay to say, and it's not okay to target the 21st chromosome. I'm sorry. I don't care whether you're talking eugenics or whether you're talking comedy. It's not
right. It's not okay. No. I think we are. We're going to totally coin that phrase about this, because it's not. And, you know, moving in a different direction, I think, not just on the comedian standpoint, but also as a parent, as an educator, as a professional, as whomever you see yourself as, you have to choose to set an example. And so setting that example for what you want to see other people choose to follow, and especially if you're in a role where a leadership role, I think of professionals in leadership roles, I think of educators in leadership roles, I think of parents in leadership roles, I think of kids who have, in a sense, they are leaders within their school and they have the power to change these things, or they have the power to do the negative. The choice is theirs. Positivity is just as contagious as negativity. So you have that choice.
I love that. Positivity is just as positivity is just as contagious as negativity. I love it, Keely. And with that, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568. Or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. It's been quite a break. We had been talking to Brett Bowerman about some disgraceful programming that has been, unfortunately, truly disgraceful programming that has been targeting individuals with disabilities. And you're going to have to go back and listen on the website up at downcountry.com to use to find out the name and or anything like that, because we made the decision we aren't using it anymore,
we
correct?
Are no longer giving them a platform.
However, we are going to give them some other video streaming options, correct, that you can use instead of the N-word, right?
That's so funny. I put video screaming, not video streaming. So, yeah, we're not going to scream for them anymore. We're going to stream. That I like that, Kate. Yes, we are. So we got Hulu. We got Roku. We got Apple TV. We've got, I mean, there are
countless.
So many other avenues that
you do not have to use this
N-word.
Particular.
No.
You do not have to use the N-word to get your video streaming services.
No, you do not. And we're not going to give them the platform, nor are we going to mention the comedian's name anymore. Because you know what? Sometimes negative marketing or negative attention is marketing. And sometimes it can have the reverse effect you want it to have. So I refuse to give them that platform right now. But what I will do is say it's not okay. Mm-hmm. Therefore, my business is going elsewhere and mm-hmm. will not watch said comedian. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to choose to be positive and set the example that I want set in my home.
Yeah, that would be a hashtag not in my house.
Amen. I love that. Not in my house. I love it. So now you said Gigi has a petition going on.
Yeah, well, Nancy Gian, there's a petition going around that you can sign asking that particular video streaming service to take down their quote-unquote disgraceful, literally, programming.
Right.
And so you're welcome to sign that if you so like or so choose. Mm-hmm. Or you can let your boots do the walking and you can say, forget it, I'm done with you.
Yep.
That's really up to you. I think for me, one of the things that makes me the most furious about this is that so far they've had a refusal to acknowledge any of the thousands upon thousands of people saying, hey, we aren't okay. This is future programming. You know, pull this down. It is not all right with us. We don't like it. And yet you've gone back and removed other programming from the past. So I think it's time for this particular video streaming service to decide, are they truly committed to making a positive change for our future?
Absolutely.
Or is it a mouth? If it's in world only, you might as well put up that programming you pulled down, because then you mm-hmm. can just let then, hey, freedom, do whatever you want to do.
Freedom of speech, whatever. You know? I absolutely agree. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at Brett's letter to the CEO of The In Place, and he's talking about over 400,000 Americans are affected mm-hmm. by Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. So that's not just those individuals. It's all the individuals who are their family members, their friends. That's a very large number, and that's a powerful thing.
And I also think it's insulting. In the trailer, mm-hmm. which I made the mistake of watching, the comedian who will remain unnamed basically says, you know, well, physical disability isn't funny, but oh, wait, then it is sometimes. And then he goes on to talk about individuals with traumatic brain injury. And mm-hmm. you know what? I mean, like, on behalf of anyone who has had an individual or known an individual who is currently alive or living with that, yeah, I'm sorry, it's not funny. And again, you have the power to use your power of one for the positive. Mm-hmm. And I believe your business matters. And I believe you have a choice on where you use your business.
Absolutely. And there's power in unity. So if everyone who is offended by this unites to make their statement by whether it's petitioning or no longer viewing any sort of TV from this video streaming service, because I still like the video screaming. it's making me want to scream at this point. But I think that a very powerful message could be sent.
Well, and I think this is a great conversation that I hope, and I actually challenge, I'm going to issue a challenge to all of our listeners out there. In your home, you need to decide if this is okay with you or if it isn't okay with you. Because not in my house, it's not. It's not all right for my children to speak this way. It's not okay for my family to speak this way. The whole goal in our family, and I know in yours too, Keely, is we're trying to grow better people. And this is not how you do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to show our love by the words we choose to use and our actions. And, you know, your actions will follow your words.
And, hey, if you want a really good comedy replacement, I highly recommend Speechless. It's great with Minnie Driver. I'm just telling you right now, let's keep that show on the air because it's fabulous. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we are down to the end of our time with you today, but I truly do hope that this has spurred a conversation, whether you're in your car on the way to church, whether in your home drinking some coffee, but spurred a conversation of what you expect from a video streaming service, what you expect from your family members, and what you will not tolerate. So
your words matter. That old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words will never hurt me. That's a lie.
That is a lie.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you go out and have a blessed Sunday. This is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. And please check out some alternate video streaming or screaming services. All right. I hold on to children.